the wash up, and it's GDFL focus right now. And gee, I tell you what, they're a club that everybody really likes. Nobody dislikes Winchelsea because the bloke coaching them is a really good fella in Brendan Forsman, and I think everybody felt for him when his team started the season 0-7. But they've got one on under their belt. They've beaten Cryo 16-15, 111-8, 10-58. Foss, thanks for joining us. Sense of relief down at Eastern Reserve yesterday.
Yeah, it's definitely nice to get one on the board, Kingy, after our trials and tribulations in the first half of the year. So, we played a good brand of footy yesterday, and it was really nice to get some reward for effort.
Yep, you've been around footy a heck of a long time. Have you ever seen a footy club so smashed by injury, and not just injuries, but injuries to quality players like you've seen this year?
No, not as many as we've had this year. And you know, every club has injuries, and talking to Buck last game against Inverleigh that we played them, you know, you can deal with three or four injuries, but when you've got 12 or 13 out of your best 20, then that makes it a little bit difficult. But yeah, you know, you just got to keep plugging away and giving guys opportunities, and some of those boys have done really well, and some other boys have probably realized that they've still got a bit of work to do to get, you know, to that senior level.
Yep. You made 8 changes from prior to the break to this game. I suspect that you've got some guys to come back down the track, but after a win like that, you'll hopefully back in those 22 that did the job yesterday.
We probably look to get 2 or 3 back next week, and then potentially another 2 or 3 the week after. So it'll be nice to go into selection and think about who we potentially have to leave out rather than, you know, who we're trying to bring in and what roles that we need them to fill. So, that'll be a nice scenario. But in saying that, then you've got to give blokes bad news that they've been dropped. So I haven't had to actually do that this year. So it's all been through injury. So, you know, I'm giving guys good news that they're coming in to get opportunities. But at this point in time, you know, next week there might be a couple of unlucky blokes who miss out.
Were you glad to play Cryo with them not having the momentum from that first win in nearly 4 years, which you would have done if we hadn't have had the shutdown? And I suspect a little bit of that emotion for them would have dissipated over the last 3 or 4 weeks. And then you were able to get that good start and just put them at arm's length early?
Yeah, you're right, Tom. It probably didn't help them having the break after, you know, they had a great win against Anarchy. And speaking to Darren and Joel after the game yesterday, you know, they're in a similar situation to us. You know, when you're battling, you know, you're trying to keep morale up at training and things like that, and having a win like they did and then having a few weeks off, probably certainly didn't help them. And like you said, it gave us a good impetus to make a good start, and which we were fortunate enough to do. We missed a few shots early, but we had, you know, the ball in our forward half a lot yesterday. So that was really pleasing. And then we started to capitalise on those opportunities as the game went on.
Do we need to call the engraver and get Jackson Smith put on the best and fairest trophy? Or are we a little bit too early to call that?
To be honest, Tom, yeah, he could almost not play for the rest of the year and he'd still be a really high chance to win it. He's a great player, Jacko. He won 2 best and fairest in 16 and 17.
Yep.
Then in 2018, he broke his wrist. 2019, he went travelling, and obviously we didn't play last year. And he's back to his best this year. And I actually mentioned that that's probably as good a game as he's played yesterday in my time at the club. And he's played some unreal footy, and he's very good week in and week out. But his willingness and preparedness to do the defensive things and the team things yesterday was outstanding. So he's a real leader on the field, Jacko. He doesn't say too much, but he genuinely leads by example. And yeah, he's a great player to watch as well. He's one of those guys that you think, how did he do that? How did he get out of there? So he's a ripper.
Is there many fitter blokes in the GDFL?
I wouldn't have thought so. He works pretty hard outside of the club, obviously. You know, we only train 2 nights a week, and the other, you know, there's quite a lot of boys that do their stuff outside of footy training as well. But he doesn't do a lot of pre-season before Christmas. And that's his way, and he coaches a soccer team, I think, at the school that he teaches at as well. But he rocks up after Christmas and just, picks up where he left off. And he's actually put on some size this year compared to previous years. So, you know, he's hit the gym a little bit more and, you know, he's breaking tackles and things like that. And I think he's really enjoying that side of it as well.
Yep. Any injuries yesterday or did you get through okay for once?
Oh, for the first time this season, Kingy, we were actually able to manage a few boys and take them off during the last quarter. So, yeah, because a couple of boys obviously have been struggling a little bit with injuries and things, so it was nice to be able to manage them and give them a rest. Yep. During the last quarter, which was, yeah, so that was the first time we've had that this year.
Your young fella Bailey kicked a couple of goals yesterday. You said you're going to have some hard conversations. You hope that's not one of them. You have to tell him he's running around at 12 o'clock next week.
He's right beside me. You're on speaker, Tom, and he's got a stupid grin on his face. So he's going all right, Bailey. When people see B. Forsman in the paper that kicked a couple of goals, I hope they think that it's me. So
next week, Geelong West at West Oval, and it's not a game you're not without a chance in. West are playing some all right footy, but as you get players back and get some quality back into the lineup, yeah, this would have been a 50-50 game in a normal year, and you maybe have got it back to that situation where you can have a real crack at them.
Yeah, and I reckon they're just sort of getting up and going because they've had a lot of new players to the club this year and it's probably taken them a while to gel. But, yeah, Whitey, I think, got them up and going at the moment. And to be honest, we've spoken about playing the role of spoiler in the back half of the year. And potentially, these are the teams that we'll hope to have a real good crack at and, like I said, try and spoil their finals ambitions as we've had done to us in the last couple of years.
Yep.
Against Anakin and Belmont and these sort of sides. So there's still plenty for us to play for in the back half of the year, for sure.
Yep. Who do you hope to get back next week? Some of the names that have been sidelined for a while, anybody that you could potentially roll out against the Giants?
Brad McKenzie could have played yesterday, but we've given him an extra week, so he'll be right to go. Bailey Carl should be back. And I think, I'm not sure about Michael Bordevalis, Lockie King, Jonah McKenzie. So we've got those three boys, if not next week, then possibly the week after, I would think. So, so we've still got, probably five there that will come back in, and hopefully we can keep everyone that played yesterday up and going, and that'll hold us in good stead for the back half of the year.
Yep. How's Kai Copland settled in since coming across from Barwon Heads?
He's been brilliant, Kingy. Yeah, we've given him a bit more of a midfield role. The first game in, we just sort of played him as a high half forward. And then through injury, we threw him onto the ball and he's really relished that opportunity and he works really well in conjunction with Jacko Smith and Dylan Williams and Dustin Baker and Jake Stevenson. They're the main sort of guys we run through there and they've started to really understand, who's who in the zoo and who does what. But Kai sets himself apart a little bit in that he's a beautiful deliverer of the footy and when he's got a bit of time and space through the middle of the ground, then, he generally hits somebody lace out. So, we saw that three or four times yesterday. But he's settled in beautifully, mate. I know him, obviously, through the Falcons footy stuff. And I think Will Ford was the only other kid that he knew at Winch, but he was more than happy to take that opportunity that we were offering. And obviously he's good mates with Bailey as well through school. So, he's been great since he came over. So, hopefully he's enjoying it.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff. Big game next week against West. As you said, look to play spoiler in the second half of the season, which we're now into with a 16-round fixture. We've hit the halfway mark at round 8 and hopefully there's a few wins in the back half for you, Foss. Well done on the win yesterday and we really appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Kingy. Always a pleasure, mate. Good man.